The Youth's Instructor, March 26, 1903. Repentance, a Gift of God. The Youth's Instructor, March 26, 1903. Repentance, a Gift of God. Those who are saved in the kingdom of God will have nothing of which to boast. The praise and the glory will all belong to God, and to Him it will all be given. Sometimes young people who really desire to be children of God are putting their trust in something besides the blood of Christ. They have faith in what they themselves can do. "I have a great deal to do before I can come to Jesus," they say. "When I have done all that I can do, then I will go to Him for help." They think that when they have done what they can do to save their souls, Jesus will supply what is lacking, giving the finishing touches to their salvation. But no one can be strong in God until he acknowledges his helplessness and comes to Christ as the only one who can save him from the power of sin. In Egypt, the Israelites were required to sprinkle the lintels of their doors with the blood of a slain lamb, that when the angel of death went through the land, he might pass over their homes. But if, instead of performing this simple act of faith, they had barricaded the doors, taking every precaution to keep the destroying angel out, their efforts would have been in vain, for they would have testified to their unbelief. The blood on the lintel was enough. It secured the life of the firstborn. So it is today. It is the blood of Christ that cleanses from sin. Without this, all effort to gain salvation is in vain. It is the work of the sinner to accept Christ as his righteousness. Thus he is reconciled to God. Only through faith in Christ can the heart be made holy. Many think that repentance is a work which men must carry forward themselves before they can come to Christ. They think that they have something to do before they can find Christ a mediator in their behalf. It is true that there must be repentance before there is pardon, but the sinner must come to Christ before he can find repentance. It is the grace of Christ that strengthens and enlightens the soul, making repentance possible. Peter has made this matter clear. He says of Christ, "Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." Repentance is as certainly the gift of Christ as is forgiveness. He whom God pardons, he first makes penitent. Repentance cannot be found without Christ. From him comes the grace of contrition as well as the gift of pardon. Only through his atoning blood can either be obtained.